Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode number 2, athletic training at Pasadena High School for Tuesday, April 19th, 2011. This week on the show, I have Bill Doc Hale, a legend in his own right. To give you a brief overview, this episode of Sports Medicine Broadcast, let's define what an athletic trainer is. So, according to the NATA.org, athletic trainers are healthcare professionals who collaborate with physicians to optimize activity and participation of patients and clients. Athletic training encompasses the prevention, diagnosis, and intervention of emergency, acute, and chronic medical conditions involving impairment, functional limitations, and disabilities. All right, so here we are, back to Bill Doc Hale. Just a little bit of background for Bill. He is an athletic trainer. We just defined what that is for you. He works at Pasadena High School in Pasadena ISD in Pasadena, Texas. He's been in the profession for 32 years, and he was the first athletic trainer to be put at a high school in the Pasadena Independent School District history. So the first one ever to be placed in the school, and all of those years, I believe, have been at Pasadena High School. So here we are to Bill. Some of the topics we wanted to discuss today is, when did you first become introduced to athletic training?
Well, Jeremy, when I was in junior high, I was playing football and got several concussions, and I had some coaches that tried to convince me to stop playing football because I didn't want to stop hitting because of my size and everything. I just would go all out. So they kind of got me to be an equipment manager to start with. Luckily, my junior high was at our high school. It wasn't built yet, so I had the luxury of being involved with athletics in the eighth grade. I got to work, spring football in the eighth grade and the ninth grade before I even made it to high school. So I got to be an equipment manager and got to see the whole realm of high school athletics and high school football. And so that during my freshman year, I kind of just helped out with the football team, didn't play that year. But after junior high, which our junior high ended in ninth grade, that when we went to high school, the summer before I went to high school, I went to a Kramer workshop for athletic training. So I got introduced to athletic training then out in West Texas. My parents took me out there, I had to ride a bus back, but got to see all kinds of kids from different parts of the state and who were doing the same thing I was doing back in the early 70s. And that profession, or the profession, really hadn't kicked off that big at that time. And so I got to meet one of the instructors there who just happened to have a new job at Dallas Independent School District as a head athletic trainer. So I got to meet him up front that summer before the school year started. So really it was Eddie Lane who got me started in athletic training. That was a great guy. He worked for SMU before he went to Dallas, worked in the Olympics in the 60s. He's a legend in athletic training. So if you ever want to look up something, look up Eddie Lane.
All right, so just to kind of go back over that, it was middle school because you had concussions. And that was way back in the day before they had any, I guess, real knowledge or extreme understanding of the impact.
The design of the helmets were not as good as they are now, even back then.
And your coaches were able to recognize that you had concussions, or your parents, or how did
they were more, not necessarily about the concussions, they were more worried about me getting hurt, just because I did get knocked out a couple of times, and I just get back up later, and I would just go back at it, hitting hard and everything. That, I mean, I was less than 100 pounds, but I hit, as a coach told me, I hit like I was 160 pounds.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't actually know that about the concussion part. All right, so you became an athletic trainer, about your freshman year of high school because you saw how cool it was, and you were, at the time, working for a legend in athletic training. Of course, you didn't know that then, but later to be determined. So what are some of the first things that you learned as an athletic trainer from Mr. Lang or whoever else was mentoring you?
Well, when I got back to school that fall, he had all the athletic trainer, all the student trainers from the city of Dallas come to his stadium, and he did a workshop with us. And of course, I was already well known, or he already knew what I knew from what I learned. So I got to help him with a couple other kids that he knew that were upperclassmen that worked at other schools, and we got to put on a kind of a workshop for the other student trainers in the district about doing strapping on a backboard and splints and the beginning of taping.
Very cool. So as a freshman, you got to teach the upperclassmen?
I was a sophomore.
A sophomore.
I was a 10th grader, yes. And, yeah, I did get to help teach some of the others, and we did it again the next following year. In fact, my sophomore, junior, and senior year, we actually, me and another student trainer, we did all the taping. We actually told the coach that was in responsible over us to get on out, and we even got our head coach to get us more than four tubes of tape because that's all they were given for the district. And if you think about tubes, most of you know about boxes of tape. Well, back then they had tubes of tape, and tubes were like a looked like a big old cylinder type tube, and it only had 10 rolls of tape in it, and we got four of those to last the whole year. And there was no such thing as underwrap. It was invented like my junior year. So my junior year is when we got that spongy underwrap that everybody uses now, and we got two rolls given to us, and we got our head coach to go out and buy us a couple of cases and just told him, and he actually would do almost anything for me, so because they called me Little Couch, but that was his name, was Kedrick Couch, was a head football coach, and I mean, I got almost anything I wanted from him within reason.
So you're given about 40 rolls of tape and two rolls of pre-wrap. Well, that was in your junior, to tape an entire high school football team. I understand that, you know, not as many kids got tape back then, but about 40 rolls of tape were supposed to last you a whole year?
Yes, and we did only tape during games. We didn't tape during practices.
Ah, that's interesting.
Kind of because economic and reasons and that. But that's also, in high school, I also learned how to spat shoes, too. So I learned a lot of things about taping over shoes. I learned a lot of things, but when you go to the playoffs every year, you have to do stuff like that in high school. So,
all right. So you started as a freshman, as almost an eighth grader. You started with athletic training. Have you done any other jobs or careers other than athletic training?
I think I worked one summer as a lifeguard, and I worked my summers when I was in high school, but ever since I became an athletic trainer professionally, this is the only profession I've ever done, besides teaching, too. So that's it.
All right, so teacher, athletic training, lifeguarding kind of, you learn life-saving skills, and so it's actually beneficial to the athletic training. So I imagine that helped you out some, even though you don't have to hopefully save anybody from drowning on a football field or anything. But, okay, so let's kick it back, let's move it forward to present day. You were the first athletic trainer in the high schools, placed into a school at the district, and you were placed at Pasadena High School, which is where you currently work. So if you can remember way back the first 2-3 years of your job, tell me what it was like here as a professional. Give me a brief description of what those are like, and then we're going to jump forward and see what it's like today.
Well, when I first started to work here, I was 22 years old, just turned 23, so it was I was just barely a little bit older than the kids who were going to school here, so it was a pretty eye-opening experience from going from the college setting where I was under a athletic trainer to being the athletic trainer and having only a district athletic trainer and assistant athletic trainer at the stadium, both of them working at the stadium, and being put here at the high school. It was a rare experience, having to deal with coaches who never had athletic trainers before and had no earthly idea what an athletic trainer was. They only knew what a coach was that took care of athletic training, which basically all they did was tape, put ice on the injuries, didn't do any rehab or anything. So the first three of years was mostly trying to get my feet wet, learning what to do, and just trying to really survive. And I think you understand, Jeremy, your first 3 years as an athletic training, it's an experience that it takes, just the time and learning. You don't really learn this job until you get several years of experience under your belt.
Yeah, actually, my first 3 years, I was an assistant for the first year at another high school in the Houston area. And my second year, we had a guy come in to be the head trainer for about 2 weeks because I wasn't comfortable taking that position. And he got a job as an assistant principal and left me in my second year as a professional to be solo, and I was still teaching classes. And then my third year, I did it all by myself at a 5A high school. So it was definitely a time of growing. I wish I had another time of, you know, mentorship and also somebody else just to share the workload with. But it is what it is, and I guess.
Okay, imagine that. 15 years by yourself in the classroom. That's my situation. So that
was. Yeah. Glad I was later in the athletic trainer train than you were. But hey, you know, I guess it, like I said, makes you stronger and better for it. So, all right. So now we've jumped forward. You know, we've heard 15 years teaching, you're by yourself, you've worked for lots of different coaches, some of them don't care about trainers, some of them think we don't know what we're doing, and then, you know, move forward and a little bit of them understand what we're doing and appreciate what we're doing. So how has the environment changed since the beginning?
Well,
here at Pasadena,
it wasn't until probably about 1990 when I got my fifth head coach here who actually understood what an athletic trainer is, and worked for 15 years with him till he retired. But that changed the whole environment of this. I got a little more trust, or the coaches got a little more trust in me and as what athletic trainers do. We started having contract trainers hired here. We get them from the clinic, and they would come here and work. But until I actually got an assistant here full-time, that's when things started to get a little bit better as far as the workload going down. Plus, we increased the number of sports. So back when I first started, we didn't have as many sports as we do now. And so basically, when you have two full-time athletic trainers working in a high school setting, especially a 5A school, the workload can be split equally, and it makes the job a little more easier to work and more desirable, I would say. If you had to do it all by yourself right now, it would burn you out quickly.
All right, and then obviously it's from last year to this year, the job has changed immensely. I know we went from being in the classroom teaching math or science to being basically full-time athletic trainers instead of full-time teachers with part-time athletic training jobs. On top of it, how do you like this year compared to the last year or two here at Pasadena?
Well, this year has totally been a little learning experience, I guess to say, trying to understand what our roles are as far as athletic trainers. Before, we were just you and me were just bouncing off the walls trying to do the classroom job and the athletic training job. We were like going, I think would be, we were in fifth gear all the time going from one to the other. And I think this year we've been able to concentrate mostly on sports medicine and athletic training full-time without having the worry of the classroom of our core classes that we were teaching. Granted that we didn't do a good job in our core classes, I thought we did a very good job, but this just eases the stress level and everything for us as far as concentrating on our athletes and athletics.
Right, yeah, I agree. It's definitely a lot easier and gives us a chance to actually work with the student trainers to really teach them to develop some skills in them rather than, well, we have a free second, not even a free minute, just a free second here and there. So, all right, very cool. So,
and we have a lot of things to look forward to with all the stuff we have developed for the sports medicine curriculum.
I definitely agree. And then it's really cool that all five high schools in our district do this also so that we have other people to get ideas from, to share stuff with. I think that'll definitely help us develop. All right, so athletic training here at Pasadena High School, a big part of what we do is injury prevention through hydration at football. So that means our student trainers are out there providing water, making sure the athletes are not overheating, and then the coaches are also not overheating because sometimes they can be stubborn and they sweat just as much as the players. So a big part of what we do is there. So tell me why you think that an athletic trainer, a student, would stay after school to help out and be an athletic trainer.
Well, it's the good thing about a student staying after school with athletics, in no matter whether it's football or any sport, is that they can get the sense of helping people and helping athletes, and then they can end up also becoming friends with them too at the same time. But they can learn to that what the athletic training field is. It's not a we're not going to get the front lines, we're not going to get all the publicity, but yet you still have that sense of I did something, I helped somebody, and you get to learn some stuff and you get a little camaraderie among each other.
All right, so sounds good. And is there anything else you would like to share with maybe other professional athletic trainers or students or parents, anybody else listening?
Well, if anybody's listening, just that the athletic trainers at Pasadena High School do care about their kids, and we do, and that would be all the schools, and that we do take care of all our athletes, and we do, you know, this is a profession that is, you know, in demand. That if anybody's interested in it, it is worthwhile and worth a profession that you can get some gratification from doing.
All right, sounds good. And now, to kind of conclude our show, we got a couple tips. One tip will come from Bill Doc Hale. He's got a practical tip for you. Bill, why don't you go ahead?
Well, the practical tip for this week is to incorporate a warm-up and a cool-down stretching sessions into every workout that you do. That means warm-up, and then you need to cool down at the end of a workout.
All right, so yes, with that, it's definitely good to stretch at the end of a workout when your muscles are already warm and flexible. So that'll help prevent injuries in the future. All right, excellent tip, Bill. And I've got a tech tip. If you want to go to www.nata.org/athletic-training. This is the NATA. It's a governing body for certified athletic trainers. This also makes them pretty much the ultimate resource for information on athletic training. So if you need to know, want to know what we do as athletic trainers, or what you could possibly do, or where your career could lead, check it out, nata.org/athletic-training. All right, if you would like to contact us, you can check out our website, which is www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training, or you can call our office phone at 713-740-0310, extension 01312. Again, thanks for joining us on the Sports Medicine Broadcast, brought to you by Pasadena High School.